to say to you that when I began to hear something of the review of this program, I thought about this grand old institution. I wish somehow I had been able to live and stay young long enough to have been under Dr. Broaddus. I wish I could have been here in school during the presidency and the membership on the faculty of every man who has served in that capacity. One by one they've gone until the faculty, whole faculties, have been transported to the other side. Most of those, or many of those, yes, most of those that were here only a short while ago when I graduated, most of those are enjoying the blessing of being in the presence of the great teacher. But all of that has happened, and the growth and development of this whole program of the Southern Baptist Seminary has been phenomenal. And the history will not record any parallel, though you may search far and wide. I think it is interesting to remember that this morning as we sit here, I doubt if you could name, Dr. Carver, a country of any importance at all. There is not a graduate of this school out there serving the kingdom of God. When you stop to think how far the influence of the men who have come under the influence of faculties here and the faculty members by the help of God have been able to make channels of blessings to other parts of the world out of the student body that came here. It's a colossal picture to even imagine it around the world where these fellows are. I saw them in every country I visited. How much I enjoyed being with Dewey Moore down in Rome. How much I enjoyed being with Ben Lawton and Roy Starmer. We spent those 12 days together covering practically all of Italy, speaking to crowded houses at every place and seeing people come forward to accept Christ and rededicate their lives. 20, 25 to 50 every service. It was a great experience. And those are graduates of this school. We thank God for them and for the work they're doing. Many of them found their closer fellowship with Christ during their days here. Now, can you envision for a moment what this new chapel means? Surely we've got reasons out there where I am to say that, well, we had our time, we made pledges back here during the days we were here, and we made them after. Now it's somebody else's chance, somebody else's time. We've done our part. I used to think that and used to say it sometime, but you know, I don't know when a person could be justified in making that statement and calling it truth. Who's going to be the judge when I've done my part? Does not Paul tell us that when he's making his confession to God, he said, I don't see as deeply as you do. You look on down beyond where I can see and clean up the spots there too. I don't know when I can say I've done my share, I've done my best. I haven't. I confess very frankly, with all the kind words said about me, about the things I'm trying to do, I have not done my best. I doubt if I've ever done my best. I wish I could, but as well as I wish I could, there is hope that I may continue in the direction of accomplishing more for my Lord. I should like also to call attention to what this chapel is going to mean. I came into the picture, I think, at the convention over in Kansas City. Dr. Satter was there. We were talking about the chair that was going to be endowed for Dr. Satter for Old Testament. And then out of that, presently, I began to learn about the chapel fund. And I said, that's a worthy ideal. It's a worthy objective. And while there are many who say, those have gone out, how can I do any more? We've just got this and we've got that. I just can't help. I think I might stand up and, like another Pharisee, say, if any man has a right to say that, I more. I could say I believe with any of them that I have a list of things that I'm obligated to that might, if in the light of that kind of reasoning, relieve me of any responsibility in connection with this chapel. When Dr. Fuller said, I think we need, you need to do something for it, I find in my own heart the biggest growth comes to my soul when I give and do, not when I receive. And when I do receive, it is only that I may give and do the more. And so today I'm in this picture because I believe it's an opportunity for one of the graduates to join other graduates to say, here here's something we ought to do for this great school that has done so much for us and is doing so much for the world now and will do beyond the fondest